Stage lights come up. A middle-aged woman, a waitress, is sitting on a stool in what looks to be a mid-20th century diner decorated for Christmas. She is holding a baseball bat. The lights go dim, and when they come up again, we're in the play. The rest of Fred's Diner at the Magic Theater through October 11th shows us what has happened, who it has happened to, and why.
It's set on a roadside in Oxford in an American diner.
Loretta Greco, artistic director of the Magic and director of the play.
It is dealing both with female sovereignty, also with class and the culture of waitresses, of diner waitresses. So it's actually an incredible look at three very different women all working in this roadside diner.
Because the diner is retro, says playwright Penelope Skinner, it's representative of how things haven't changed, even though we think they have, or we want them to have changed. The diner is in a kind of isolated location on a road to somewhere or from somewhere. And that theme threads its way through the play in the lives of the waitresses, of Fred, and of the patrons. They want change. They don't want change. They need to escape. They have to remain, pushing and pulling all to the sound of 50s music on the jukebox. And for Penelope Skinner, the play could never be set in America because even though all these things happen to be true, the fact that it's not in America is kind of the point. Because the American dream is a big dream, but with a diner set in England, it's like the dreams are smaller. Leading the cast are Jesse Campbell as Chloe, a waitress just back from a year in Thailand, now needing the money to go back there. Julia McNeil is Heather, the older waitress with the baseball bat, whose past hides secrets, and Donald Sage Mackey is Fred, owner of the diner, who seems to be the spitting image of camaraderie, but who comes back drunk every night.
It's really dark, really funny, kind of a thriller. She gives away some hints, she throws some misdirects. You're trying to put the puzzle together during the course of the play.
Despite the mysteries, which slowly unfold over the course of the play, and eventually have an ending that might seem a little too pat, Fred's Diner is really about a slice of life, about people stuck in one place while the world, represented by the motorway, just zips on by. Maybe there's no way out. Maybe there's always a way out. Fred's Diner by Penelope Skinner, directed by Loretta Greco, plays at the Magic Theater in Fort Mason through October 11th. For more information, you can go to their website, magictheater.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for Upfront.